From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sarah Shariari. Today, George Kennedy joins us to share his weekly commentary for the Columbia Missourian. Kennedy is a former Missourian managing editor.
It was certainly no surprise that Republican Sarah Walsh won Tuesday's special election in the legislative district that covers southern Boone County and parts of Cole, Cooper, and Montauk. The surprise was that Mikkel Skelton came within 300 votes of taking the seat for the Democrats. After all, Ms. Skelton was the first Democrat to even run for that office since the redistricting of 2011. If more than 25% of Boone County electorate had turned out, she might have won, since she got 58% of this county's vote. The outcome leaves Boone County represented by three Republicans and two Democrats in the State House of Representatives and a Republican in the State Senate. It seems reasonable to ask how that can be, given that Boone is, in national and statewide elections, a Democratic island of blue in the sea of Republican red that covers the state between Kansas City and St. Louis. An answer was suggested by a sophisticated analysis of election results across the state and the nation that was conducted by the Associated Press earlier this year. The Missourian carried the AP report on June 27th. It was written, by the way, by David Lieb, who learned his craft at our School of Journalism. Here's what that analysis found. Across the state, the number of Missouri House races lacking Democratic or Republican candidates has risen significantly since legislative districts were last redrawn after the 2010 census. These districts also have produced a consistent Republican advantage that has helped swell the GOP's majority to some of the highest levels in state history, higher even than what would be expected based on Republicans' share of the vote. Political scientists told David that such a result strongly suggests gerrymandering. That's the deliberate drawing of district lines to favor one party over the other. Across the state and across the country, the AP analysis found, the post-2010 redistricting favored Republicans. In Missouri, Republicans had a majority in 102 of the new legislative districts versus only 61 with Democratic majorities. Only one-fourth of the new districts appeared to be competitive. Sure enough, Republicans won 112 House seats in 2012 and 117 in 2016. Look closer to home, and you'll see that of the five House districts in Boone County, two, the 45th and 46th, are consistently Democratic. Two, the 44th and 50th, are consistently Republican, and only the 47th has changed hands since 2011. The Democratic stronghold is centered in Columbia. The Republican districts sprawl across more rural areas and reach beyond county lines. Our Senate district includes Cooper County, which gave Caleb Rowden enough of a majority last year to overcome Stephen Weber's lead in Boone. As you know, a lawsuit out of Wisconsin that's headed for the U.S. Supreme Court might, but given the conservative majority on the court probably won't, lead to nationwide reforms. A lower federal court has held that 2011 gerrymandering in that state was so extreme as to be unconstitutional. Unless the High Court agrees, it seems a safe prediction that we will have a Republican-dominated state legislature at least until the redistricting that will follow the 2020 census. The next 4 years look to be an uphill struggle for Democrats. At county and state levels, the party will need more candidates with the energy and the courage of Mikkel Skelton, and Democrats will need to get out and vote. I'm George Kennedy.
That was George Kennedy sharing his most recent opinion column for the Columbia Missourian. I'm Sarah Shariari, KBIA News, Columbia.